Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Forever. And how hey, hey. Dr. John, Mac Rebenack.
Come on, Mac.
It's in thankfulness to the band and all the fellas.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Such a night. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a night. Such a night. Got to steal away. The time seemed right. Baby, your eyes.
Simpson announced that Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce and she ran inside a weeping. She got to a room and tears splashed the picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on the fire. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. She arrived at six and the place was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police bossed the crowd back in a rage. Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. Her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face. She met in California. Tommy always talks about the day the disciples all went wild. Sally still carries a scar on her cheek to remind her of his smile. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
carrot juice, get yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe Zeno steps with a book I haven't started yet, watching all the girls walk by. Could I take you out? I'd be yours without a doubt, on that Big Dipper. And if the sound of this, it frightens you, we could play it real cool and act somewhat indifferent. And hey June, why'd you have to come? Why'd you have to come around so soon? I wasn't ready for all this nature. The terrible green, green grass and violent blooms of flower dresses and afternoons that make me sleepy. But we could wait a while before we push that dull turnstile into the passage. The thousands they have tread, and others sometimes fled before the turn came. Lives before a chance arrives, before the passage. From the top, you can see Monterey, or think about San Jose, though I know it's not that pleasant. Hey Jim, a Kerouac, a brother of the famous Jack, so he likes to say, lucky bastard. He's sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps with a girl I'm not over yet, but watching all the world go by. Boy, you're looking bad. Did I make you feel that sad? I'm honestly flattered. But if she asked me out, I'd be hers without a doubt, on that Big Dipper. Cigarettes and carrot juice, and get yourself a new tattoo for those sleeveless days of June. I'm sitting on the cafe, Zeno steps. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet. I haven't got the courage yet.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Thank you. My house is a lonely house, but it once was a happy house. And the two of us, we were happy, as I recall. But now the rain falls around it, and loneliness has found it. And I'm in the middle of it all. My friends look at me and say, I wonder how he got that way. The guy doesn't even smile at all. But I wonder what my friends would say if their world just came down one day and they were in the middle of it all. I gave that girl all of the love that I had to give, and all of the love I gave to her was really, really real. Now I ache with heartbreaking pain and a hurt that I can't explain. And it looks like my life is about to fall. I tried to build a shell around it, but sadness has found it. And I'm in the middle of it all. I'm in the middle of it all. Yes, I'm in the middle of it all.
And here we are back with the film as Arthur approaches another cast. All 170 to 180 feet high, I should say, with an inner and outer Bailey in the...
Oh, shut up! Oh.
It is King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see?
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person.
Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we can talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
What did you say?
The management of this theater wish to announce they have received certain information to suggest that there may be a bomb located on the premises. Patrons are requested to evacuate this theater as quickly as possible. While evacuating, the audience may wish to avail themselves of the extensive range of facilities offered in our foyer sales display. A soft drinks, a chocolates, and a boiled sweets, a variety of dairy ice cream. Hot dogs, roasted peanuts, old copies of Newsweek, big prophylactics, dubbin, broken glass.
Rambling out of my mind. I got rambling, rambling out of my mind. I got to leave you, darling. You treat me so unkind. I got mean things. I mean things out of my mind. You're gonna die. Things out of my mind. I got to leave you, darling. You treat me so unkind. Hey! I take the first taxi. I go down to the station. I take the first taxi. I've got the blues in my soul. The blues got hold on me. I got rambling, rambling out of my mind. I got rambling. I rammed it out of my mind. I got to leave you, darling. You treat me so unkind. Hey! Thank you.
and no one here will miss you.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
thinking about you.